I'm Nathan Cones here with your Week in Review for Sunday, February 28th, 2021. At number 10 in our listeners' list of top stories, Carroll officers responded to two accidents over the past weekend. Details on car accidents always available online at carrollbroadcasting.com. At number 9, Governor Reynolds ordered flags in Iowa to half-staff last week in recognition of coronavirus victims. Flags were lowered throughout the state from Tuesday through Friday after the nation surpassed a 500,000 coronavirus-related deaths. At number 8, the Greene County Sheriff's Office sought the public's help in identifying a bank robbery suspect. As of Friday, authorities were still searching for the suspect in a robbery at People's Bank in Scranton that occurred Thursday morning. At number 7, the Swan Lake Shelter House construction and fundraising is nearing completion, but new features are now being planned. That shelter house is slated to open May 1st. Efforts are underway to generate enough money to build a new playground near the structure on the lake's east side. At number 6, Senator Ernst says the $15 minimum wage mandate would be detrimental to Iowa businesses and working families. Democratic efforts to include that minimum wage hike in COVID relief failed after a Senate parliamentarian ruled the move was not allowed under the budget reconciliation process. However, prominent Democrats have since indicated they would attempt to penalize large corporations that don't pay, quote, living wages. And number 5, the Carroll County Sheriff's Office warns of CenturyLink scam reports in the region. Realistic bills were reported being received, and when it comes to scams, either by phone or by mail, it's important to remember to never provide any personally identifiable information, such as social security numbers or account numbers, and to be wary of any unexpected contact from unknown sources. At number 4, the question remains, what is your vision for the Carroll Highway 30 corridor, and now is the time to share your ideas. RDG Planning and Design updated city leaders and what they have heard so far. You can log on to carrollforward.com to view the current plans and submit your input. At number 3, an Arcadia man was arrested Tuesday on a felony child endangerment charge. 34-year-old Michael Curtis Anderson is accused of slapping, punching, and headbutting two juveniles. His preliminary hearing has been scheduled for March 18th. At number 2, a Dow City woman has been charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death of her boyfriend. 44-year-old Beth Ann Guzman is accused of killing 46-year-old Jeremy Frank with a single gunshot wound. Authorities were called to Frank's home in Dow City last Sunday night, where he was found unresponsive and bleeding. He was later pronounced dead at the hospital. And then our top story is the beginning of a 4-part series on how changes to the Sioux City Diocese reorganization plan will impact rural churches here in the area. Catholics from local parishes are speaking out against the diocese Ministry 2025 restructuring. Part 1 aired Thursday and provided background on the effort. Part 2 was Friday and detailed parishioners' concerns. Part 3 was yesterday with Pastoral Planning Director Mark Prosser. And Part 4 will air in the coming week. And that does wrap up your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.